Thank you for inviting me on this important discussion. My name is Nagalin Chekulkasa. I'm working with WHO, providing technical assistance on medical logistics and supply chain.
Thank you very much. You're most welcome to Radio Miraya. Can you explain to us how an emergency health kit supply chain management system operates?
An emergency health kit is a complete set of drugs, supplies, equipment, which will enable us to respond to certain set of emergencies. So when we say a health supply chain system, it refers to planning and management of all activities required both locally and internationally to make available those kits at the place where they are needed. So it means that it includes all activities needed to be done to bring those items from point of manufacturing to where they are being utilized. So it includes a lot of procedures like selection, quantification, which focus on estimating the quantity need, procurement activities, and storage and distribution of supplies. So to respond to emergencies, WHO has been procuring those emergency health kits, and WHO has been also distributing to health partners and providing technical assistance and guidance on the utilization of emergency health kits.
Okay. Why has there been need to strengthen the system in South Sudan?
Thank you very much. This is an important questions. As we all know that health programs cannot succeed unless the supply chain delivers a reliable, continuous supply of health commodities. That means that effective supply chain system should be in place to avail supplies at the ground level to respond to emergencies. By nature, health emergencies require timely and appropriate response in terms of technical, logistics, and admin support. So when it comes to logistics support, there should be a standardized, pre-packed, and pre-qualified supplies which can be readily deployed at a short notice in order to respond to emergency requests. So since the health emergency kits are standardized, as I told you, and are pre-packed, that means those supplies can be readily deployed in short time, so which will enable us to improve response and coordination during emergencies.
Okay. Now, who stands to benefit from a newly strengthened supply chain management system?
The primary beneficiaries are people who need those supplies. The first line beneficiaries are those who need those supplies. That means the people in need of those supplies. Apart from the people in need of those supplies, the partners working with Ministry of Health and WHO and parties who are involved in humanitarian response are beneficiaries of such strengthened supply chain system.
Which particular drugs or medicines may really need the chain management?
Thank you very much. Supply chain management is needed for all type of supplies, whether you call it emergency or non-emergency supplies. Any kind of supply needed deserves a reliable, sustainable supply chain system. When it comes to emergency, it has its own implication. Emergencies by nature need a quick response, a prompt response. So to respond to such emergency requests, a strengthened supply chain system in place for emergency supplies will have, you know, a significant role in the overall implication of the emergency response and the emergency program.
Okay. Radio Miraya understands that WHO also trained some health workers to optimize the availability of required supplies in the right quantity. Can you tell us more about this?
WHO has trained 29 participants from 24 different health partners. And the training was intended to build the capacity of health cluster partners on requisition, distribution, and use of WHO emergency health kits. And this training is expected to improve awareness of those health cluster partners on the content of WHO emergency health kits, on how to quantify them and project their needs based on the situation at the ground. And it will also improve the awareness of health cluster partners on the rational use of WHO emergency kits.
Okay, so is there anything else you would like our listener to know about WHO priorities in South Sudan over the coming months?
WHO has prepositioned emergency health kits in hub offices to expedite the distribution process whenever the need is there, whenever the need arises. And health cluster partners can access those supplies from the hub offices when they need them.